Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are tuned in to the glory to God, the Wednesday International Victory Service, hallelujah, of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Made Peaches Bird. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And look, we got some special stuff we're doing tonight. I need to share with y'all. We got two songs we're going to play. One is directed to the mighty men of valor. We're going to direct it to the mighty men of valor. So, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you, Sterling, and you, Reggie, and you, Barry, and you, David, and Scooter, and Alan. I'm talking about you, Jerry Cleveland, and Aaron Walls, hallelujah, and Harry Warsaw. I'm talking about you, hallelujah, Tavon, and a Maurice, and Byron McCoy, Sr. Jr., Raymond McCoy, Sr. Jr., James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson. I'm talking about all you mighty men of valor. Glory to God. I'm talking about a pastor, Lewis Wright. I'm talking about Pastor Jason Roseborough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about Joaquin. Glory to God. I'm talking about Donald Carter. Come on now. I'm talking about glory to God. I'm talking about Earl and another Earl and Michael and another Michael and Corey and hallelujah. I'm talking about Dexter and Antonio. Glory to God. I'm talking about Raymond. Hallelujah. I'm talking about all you mighty men of valor. This is directed to you. I'm talking to you, Gary Don Wilson. Hallelujah. I'm talking about all of you. This is dedicated to you guys. Hallelujah.
Whole world, but our Lord is a man of war. So Lord, A wall of fire run about, be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our home for our entire family. Teach the family how to work that true father. So your children don't have to look to the world for life. They know they have a true father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press protect. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for COD. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as our sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. In which we are carriers of the ark of the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. He hears the heart's cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. We're wrestling out against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion. But he can't defeat us because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy single-handed. The mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, that was dedicated to all you mighty men of valor out there. Julius and Joshua and Justin and glory to God and Victor. Come on now. Hallelujah. And Mitchell and little Mitchell, big Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of you mighty men of valor, glory to God. Hallelujah. Antonio, hallelujah. Anthony, hallelujah. Brother Anthony, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ronald Harris, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thomas Swin, hallelujah. All of you mighty men of valor, that was dedicated to you. Hallelujah. And now we got something for now you know we didn't leave the women out. Will we do that? Pastor Peaches, will we do that?
No.
No, we're not going to leave the women out. And here we go. This is dedicated to all you vessels of honor, you women of the word. Come on to God, glory to God. I'm talking about Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah, glory to God, and Prophet Cynthia, and Minister Janice, hallelujah, glory to God. Angela Jennings Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Sandra Owens, hallelujah. Linda, glory to God. Linda Smith, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Maria Bird, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lil Smith, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Sheila, hallelujah. Gloria, hallelujah, Gloria. Janice, hallelujah. Yvonne, hallelujah. Angie and Yvette, hallelujah. Mother, Delores Harris, come on now. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, Archbishop Marcia Evans, hallelujah. Dr. Hallelujah. Nancy McKnight, hallelujah. Good, hallelujah. Glory to God. All of you out there, you mighty women of valor, hallelujah. You mighty vessels of honor, you wonderful women. I tell you, I got something for you. This is dedicated to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I just felt like, you know, sometimes we got to do something for you. We got to do something especially directed to you. And so those names that I did not call, it was to every man, every mighty man of valor, every king in training. Come on now, you young fellas, kings in training. Now, all you queens, hallelujah, and all your princesses in training to be a queen, hallelujah to God. I tell you, I thank God for you. I just praise God for you. Because, see, a bunch of you have been doing what we asked you to do, to call somebody, at least one person a day, and tell them that you love them. Tell them that you appreciate them. Tell them that you're praying for them. If you can just do that, at least one person a day, you are saving at least one person's life. You may be saving more than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I just want to, I just appreciate all of you out there that have been listening to us and are sending donations, seed gifts and donations and contributions. We just thank you from all over the world. We receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't worry about if you got yen, or you got shillings or what, you can send that. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Because we know how to take it to the bank and exchange it. Hallelujah. For American currency. Hallelujah. But we thank all of you for just praying for us. Because you know we're doing something real different. You know we do something different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Someone is being healed right now because of the two selections. They've been touched right now and changed. They have been changed because of what we just did. Hallelujah. Because you're special to God. You're not an afterthought of God. You're not an also ran. You're not somebody, hallelujah, that just fell off the turnip truck, hallelujah. You were not just somebody taking up space, but God created you for a purpose. And guess what? He is now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's now working out, hallelujah, his purpose for you being here in your life. Watch out now. And I'm going to tell you, glory to God, you're going to see things happening in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great things and small things and doors opening that you thought could not be opening and doors closing that you thought you couldn't close. Hallelujah. I tell you right now. It's happening right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I better behave myself because, we got something coming up just a few minutes. And in fact, I'm going to key up the music for what's coming up, you know, because somebody told me we're going to have Children's Corner. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here's the music for Children's Corner.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surge on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty roar.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of running water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah!"
International, Pastor Willie Mae Petersburg in the Children's Corner. The next voice you hear will be hers. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us through this day up to this time and point. We thank you, Lord God, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting us all day long, taking us out and bringing us back in. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of the Lord that are following us, that coming behind us, overtaking us, showering us with your blessings, Lord. We praise you, God, because you are closer than any brother. Father God, you're closer to us than our own breath. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the children on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless them, protect them. Lord God, allow them to have a heart of receptive, Lord God, to be able to receive from my heart, Lord God, to theirs. In the name of Jesus. Any sick, Lord God, we ask you to touch their bodies. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, we rebuke sickness and death in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch them. Hallelujah. No matter where they are, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little ones, hallelujah. Not just the little ones, but even the teenagers. Hallelujah. God bless you. How is everybody enjoying their summer? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd like to share from Ephesians 6, 1 to 3.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. What's the promise? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know I shared from this scripture before, but something came across my path today. And I'd like to share from my heart to yours. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's so much that parents have to teach y'all, and a lot of it they probably wish they didn't even have to. And a lot of it may seem repetitious. Today, what our parents have to tell you may be different from what they told you 10 years ago. At one time, your parents were saying, clean up your room, make up your bed, hang up your clothes, eat your vegetables. And today they are telling you stuff like, be careful what you look at on the internet, on the computer. Young people, you may not want to say, you may want to say to your parents, Ma, I know all of this already. Chill. And believe you me, young people, parents don't, every time they come to sit down and have a conversation with you, they don't, believe you me, they don't want to feel like every time they say something they are reprimanding or they're instructing them. But that's their job. If they don't do it, God is going to get them. God is going to hold them responsible. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I felt like that when my children were little. I said, Lord, every time I talk to them, I don't want to be, I guess, instructing or sounding like I'm reprimanding, because I know what my purpose will be. But sometimes I think, you know, in a child's eyes, my gosh, why you got to keep telling me stuff? I ain't stupid. I know not to do that. I know this, this, and that. But because your parents lived a few days longer than you, they have been around a little longer, please allow them to share with you what's in their heart. But, sweetheart, they have to tell you. And please listen to them when they say, let me have your password. What is your sign-on name? You know what I'm talking about? About the computer? Who are your friends on Snapchat? Don't think your parents being nosy if they want to stand beside you, listen to your conversation that you're having with whoever on Snapchat or on Facebook. They're doing it for your good. Don't put the family's business on YouTube, okay? These are just some of the things that your parents may share with you. And even if they don't, I want you to know, because now you're going to be held responsible because I'm sharing it with you. Don't let your friends know about vacations and your family's personal business. When you're getting ready to go out the door, one of your friends call you, you don't have to tell them, oh, I'm getting ready to go to the bank with my mother. We're getting ready for a vacation. Girl, we're going to be gone from Monday to Friday. You know what you're letting your friends know? You're letting your friends know when your house is going to be empty. Okay? You consider them a friend, but everybody is not your friend. Okay? You don't know who that person may mention it to. It's just an innocent conversation. And when you come back, your house is empty. And everybody's freaking out, oh, my goodness, what happened? It was mentioned innocently in a conversation, and your friends knew that your house was vacant. They knew that nobody was there. And you never put stuff like that on the internet. After you come back home, you can share your beautiful pictures. Then they can say, girl, I ain't know you were out of town. I didn't know you and your family was going on vacation. It wasn't for them to know. It wasn't for them to know. When you get back, you can share some pictures with them. Let your parents know if you're being bullied on the internet. This is something else. Let your parents know. Your parents are your best friends and your first line of protection. Believe you me, you may think, oh, my, I can handle this, or I don't want my family coming up to school. I want my mother coming up to school. They're going to punk me out. My friends going to call me a punk. They're going to call me baby. They're going to say this, this, and that. No, don't even feel like that. You have a family that care. So allow your parents to know what you're going through. Even if it's not a bullying situation, you have some stuff on your mind. Your parents can pray with you. Your parents can pray for you. The devil would love to make you think you're the only one in life going through this and you all by yourself. No, And especially if you have godly parents that can pray the enemy away from you, you can go and that you and your parents can touch and agree in prayer concerning anything, and God will handle it. Watch the hand of God prove himself when you share with your parents what you're going through. A lot of times your parents have already gone through something like that too. So allow your parents to be your friend. Allow them, allow yourself to be meek enough to go to them and say, Mom, this is what I'm dealing with. Dad, I need prayer in this area. Believe in me. And they would be so grateful and so happy to pray for you. Be careful and tell your parents if anybody, I mean anybody, tells you, this will be just our secret. This is just between me and you. Flag. You know what I mean by red flag? Warning, warning, danger, danger. No adult is supposed to have a secret with a child, not unless the child sees adults planning a surprise party, and they don't want the little child to give the surprise away, something like that. And they say, oh, this is a secret. It's for Aunt Deborah or Aunt Vi or something like that. And then you tell the child, it's a secret, okay? And the child says, okay. That's the only kind of secret an adult should be telling the child. But children, be aware. You run to your parents. If any coach, any teacher, any adult does something to you or says, oh, this is just our secret. This is just between me and you, okay? No. Run like fire been lit to your butt and go and run and tell your parents. Just know that everybody is not your friend and don't have good intentions in mind for you. Okay? Keep them things in mind. Many children have made friends with people that they met on the internet, met up with them, received things from them. The person on the internet had enticed them or have encouraged them to, oh, try this out. Try this out. Oh, man, it can't hurt you. And then after a while, your parents is preparing a funeral because you took something someone over the internet gave you. If you need medicine, you need pills, you need you have a headache, you can't sleep at night, talk to your parents. They're the ones to give you medication, not somebody that you meet over the internet. I saw an article today, this very day, this happened to a young man who was 16 years old, and the pill that he was given was laced with fentanyl, and he died.
Jesus.
You don't want your family going through something like that over you, over something that could have been avoided, okay? Don't accept drugs. Don't accept, I don't care if the pills look like Skittles, if they look like Tic Tacs. And they say, oh, no, it can't hurt you, it can't hurt you. Then say, well, let me see you take it. And a lot of times friends will try, people that call themselves your friends will try and bully you and passing out this and that. But you don't see them take it? Why should you take it? Let them be the first partaker of whatever they're trying to entice people to do, okay?
That's right.
No, say, let me see you. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Don't be afraid to have a mind of your own and say, I don't think so. Don't be afraid of being called a punk or whatever they calling y'all out there now, a wuss or this or that, whatever. Say, no, well, I'm going to be a punk. I'm going to be the punk that's going to be able to walk home and sleep in my bed tonight and be able with my parents and be able to go to school, be able to be around tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay? So if you don't do it. Don't be afraid of somebody you a name. Don't you know that there are blessings that will come upon you and overtake you for being obedient to your parents?
Yes.
The blessings of the Lord will follow you.
Yes.
When your friends going through hard times, when your friends are desiring perhaps a vacation, a trip, desiring things they need for school, desiring the latest fashions, desiring a tablet or desiring a something that they can watch a TV show on, watch or a new phone. Don't you know the Lord knows that these are desires of your heart? And don't you know he will bless you with the desires of your heart?
Hallelujah.
There is nothing. The word of God says that there is nothing he won't withhold from you that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. And when you trust in the Lord, when you put your trust in the Lord, God will bless you with the desires of your heart. Proverbs 6, I was reading it, Proverbs, and this is a scripture my mother, when we were in high school, from junior high all the way up, oh my goodness, the scripture, the only scripture I shared with you, that my mother would always write in our, they were all called autograph books. And this is what she would always share with us, because she wanted us to always remember it. And it was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Okay? And, you know, and the seventh verse says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yes.
It shall be help to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe you me, you aren't going to go wrong by listening to your parents. You aren't going to go wrong by going right when everybody else is going left. They say, oh, well, look, it's a fight over there. When I was in junior high school, they used to call it junior high school. Now they call it middle school. There might have been a fight on the playground. And everybody on the playground running to the fight. We used to say, oh, it's a knock. Which means somebody, they was putting their deuce up and they was knocking it out. And there would be one person walking across the field going to the bus stop or walking home. That one person was me.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, these days, you better walk away, because these days they're pulling out guns.
Yes.
They're pulling out weapons. And you know what? Bullets don't have any names on it.
That's right.
Bullets don't have any names on it. So therefore, somebody pull out a weapon, somebody pull out a gun, you won't be the one getting wounded. You won't be the one getting shot. Because you know why? Because you were in the crowd. You ain't witnessing nothing. You done already done separated yourself, and you gone in your own direction.
Wonderful.
You listened to your parents. You listened to your parents, and you were doing what your parents said to you.
That's right.
Don't you know? And then when somebody, and a lot of times when the police comes, when the police is called, don't you know, they don't just take the two people that's fighting. They take also people that's standing by observing.
All right, then.
So therefore, you can't be taken to witness, because you witnessed something. You can't be asked any questions or whatever. You won't know anything because you weren't there.
Hallelujah.
Everybody else makes it. Oh, you missed it. You missed it. This, this, and that. No, you didn't miss it. There was nothing that you was going to see that was going to help you in life. You didn't need to see the violence. You didn't need to see your friend who was going to bang this one or this. No, you just avoided stuff. Keep on avoiding stuff.
Hallelujah.
God is going to allow you to be a part of what you need to be a part of.
Hallelujah.
Okay? This may, you may say, wow, I don't know, I heard all that before, there's nothing that I didn't even have to, but you know what,
yes.
Just like the wisdom that your parents want to share with you, just button your lips, just, okay, Ma, okay, Dad, just sit down and listen to them,
mm-hmm.
Just listen, and you know what, there's going to come a time in life that just what they're trying to share with you, you're going to need. And then you know what? When you grow up, you're going to be sharing the same thing with your children.
Yes, yes.
You're going to be sharing the same thing with your children. How do I know? It's happening to my children. They didn't want to hear us. They didn't want to listen. They got tired. Oh, please. This again? But don't you know the wisdom that was shared with them before they got grown and got all the answers. you know, they were sharing with their children the same thing that was shared with them. And then they catch this up. Oh, my goodness. I sound like my mother. Well, they said, oh, my goodness. That sound like Mr. Earl speaking out of my mouth. But you know what? It was the wisdom of God that was being shared with them. So, young people, don't shy away. Don't shun from your parents. Don't go to your room, shut the door. Don't tell your parents, shut up. Don't be disrespectful to your parents when God has laid something on their heart to share with you. Because you know what? When you go before the Lord, you won't be able to say, oh, I didn't know that, Jesus. I didn't know that. No. You're responsible. You're going to be held responsible for the things that the little pieces of wisdom that your mom and your parents, your parents in the Lord, are trying to share with you.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
God bless you. Have a blessed summer. Be cautious. Honor the Lord in all you do. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If there's a part or someplace you want to go and the Lord just putting a little hold back in your spirit, I don't think I want to go, then don't go. You never know what God is holding you. You never know what he's protecting you from.
Yes.
And you never know why he allows you to feel like that on the inside. Maybe it's that something's going to happen there that he doesn't want to protect, that he doesn't want you to be a part of. Okay?
Yes.
Take up time with your family. You have a family that love you, spend time with them. Okay? Time is short. Hallelujah. They rejoice in the Lord over your family. Thank God for your family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for allowing me to share. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Janetta McCoy, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Overseer Norman Nevins, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, just praise the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glorify his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Benjamin Thomas, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Freddie Douglas, clap your hand. Hallelujah. Angela Flanagan, clap your hand. Hallelujah. Sherry Wilfong, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Faith, clap your hands. Coco, clap your hands. Jeffrey, Maria, clap your hands. Jones, Lil, Pastor Theodis, Pastor Maxine, First Lady Rosalind, tonight, I'll tell you, we thank God you children, you listening now, because that's a good word, hallelujah, heed. That don't just be a hearer of a word, but be a doer of the word as well. Hallelujah, God bless you. Hallelujah, at this time, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give the housekeeping suggestions. I should have gave it earlier, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get your pen and pencil and or your magic marker and play and something to write on. We recommend a composition notebook or a binder, and so you can take the scriptures and any notes that you want to take, because this good word has already come forth and some more good word is coming. And then get your cracker or your toast or your bread or your wafer and some juice, you know, grape juice or whatever kind of juice you have, or even if it's just water or milk, whatever, because we're going to have Holy Communion. Hallelujah. But right now, I'd like for Pastor Peaches, if you would, take us to the throne of grace. Can you do that, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for bringing this day up to this point in time. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone forth and is getting ready to come again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, even for being able to take communion. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the representation. We thank you, Lord God, because you knew thousands of years ago, Lord God, that your people would need something tangible, Lord God, to remind them of what you did for them. And I thank you, Lord God, for dying on the cross, Lord Jesus, for the salvation of my soul and my sin, from my sins. I thank you, Lord God, for the healing of my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for everything communion represents. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointed men and women of God that's able to bring the word of God forth. Hallelujah. Lord God, it's going to be sown on good ground. Lord God, bless the people, bless the hearers. Lord God, let them not just be hearers, but doers of the word also in the name of Jesus. Lord God, strengthen, energize. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do. Thank you, Lord God, for signs and wonders following your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When we lose our way,
Pastor Peach.
Yes.
You had a testimony of somebody who was healed. They had something wrong with their arms or their limbs or something. Do you remember that? And they were by the time the service was over, they were able to walk. I think they were carried into the service. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, they were carried into the service, and by the time service was over, they was running around. They were running around the sanctuary.
Oh.
Yes, I can't remember all of that, but that was a very touching testimony.
Yes, when the lady was eight, when she got to service, the men had to literally pick her up and take her out of the car and sit her in her wheelchair, and her hands were crippled, you know. And then by the time the minister, when the minister preached healing to her, her hands straightened out before she even got up there to even be touched by the minister. The word of God touched her while the preacher was preaching.
Hallelujah.
And touched her hands. And she hadn't played the piano in years.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she was able to, and she was a concert piano player, and she was able to play the piano that night. And she was even, her legs and all were even crippled. And she was running back and forth across the front of the church.
Hallelujah.
She was healed.
Praise God. And see, God can do that for you and you and you. Hallelujah. The word of God says in James that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I tell you, so glory to God. God is in the healing business. Hallelujah. So do expect that to happen to you and you and you and you. Yes, even you. Yes, yes. I'm talking about you. Been going through stuff for years. Even you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you do the scripture, Old Testament, New Testament scripture for us? Jeremiah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 18.
Yes.
Verses 1 through 6 and Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. God bless you.
Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was the Old Testament scripture. And our New Testament scripture, you know, it is Romans 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word.
Hallelujah, yes, yes.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the doing of the word of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what time it is now, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Communion.
It's communion time. It's Holy Eucharist time. It is time
for the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. And if you would, turn to, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And right now we do just that. And hallelujah, we examine ourselves right now. And Father God, we thank you because you are God, and above you there is no other. We thank you, Lord, for your covenant name, Jehovah Sitkanu. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment. Hallelujah, glory to God, and no guilt. And Father God, we bless your name today.
Yes.
Again, hallelujah. Your word says examine yourself, and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood.
Father.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend.
Hallelujah.
Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, your word says also that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word is going to do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them, Lord God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread, hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, again, hallelujah, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. We send your word to heal right now. Psalms 107, verse 20. We send your word to heal right now. Matthew's 8th chapter, 6 through 10. Matthew's 8th chapter, hallelujah, verse 13. We send your word to heal right now in Jesus' name. That one and that one and that one and you and you and you and you and you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word declares, hallelujah, and Matthew's 15:26 and Hallelujah. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, and Galatians 3, 26, and Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Your word says we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, say thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux-pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the body, glory to God, that the, hallelujah, that the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, glory to God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, decimates, hallelujah, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys, hallelujah, glory to God, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, hallelujah, we call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, fire, 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 the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bared to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for a family daily confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion and our family daily confession on today, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Hallelujah. Save someone. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Set the captives free, oh God. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, you under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We bind you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root. We have victory in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight, every good seed sown tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, that it will bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let Sister Julie and Sister Linda say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Joyce, you can say amen, too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peter, you can say amen, too. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, before we begin our message, Pastor Peaches, can you read those scriptures so that folk can write the scriptures down?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all got a sharp point on your pencil tonight.
Glory to you. Hallelujah. Can't help myself.
Okay. Colossians 3, verse 2. Philippians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
That should have been Galatians.
Okay. Galatians.
That might have been a misstatement on my part. Go ahead.
All right. Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
Uh-huh.
Philippians 4, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5.
Uh-huh.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
All right. Know what that is.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 5, verse 1 and verses 1 and 2.
Okay.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Psalms 115, verse 16.
Praise God. Hopefully y'all got all of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I just want to share with you, we sometimes, you know, we just love the Word of God. Y'all must understand that. And we love getting in the Word of God. And we want you to love it too, all right? Hallelujah. We thank God for that. In 2006, a U.S. Senator by the name of Ted Stevens, I guess you almost could say he bullied Congress. And there was a corresponding House of Representatives member. They're both from Alaska. And they put what they call it's called pork, where they add a clause to a bill to be passed that is sort of, you know, personal to them or their constituency. And in 2006, and they worked on this thing for I think a couple of years. And it was to build a bridge. And the bridge actually cost $400 million. It really was $398 million. And It was from a small town in Alaska. It's called Ketchikan. At to an island which had an airport. And the thing about this is that the village, I have to call it a village because it only had about 8,000 people. And the island only had 50 people. But they wanted to spend $398 million on this bridge because the connection prior to was by, we call it ferry. Now, the bridge is supposed to be as long as the Golden Gate Bridge and as high as the Brooklyn Bridge. It wasn't a small bridge. $398 million. And they fought for this and fought for this. And I think they finally, Alaska finally got the money in, I think it was 2015. But the thing about it, they called that bridge the bridge to nowhere. Because you're gonna build a $400 million bridge to connect a small village to an island that only had 50 people on it. And then maybe people a week may cross that bridge. They dubbed this, and it was known as the Bridge to Nowhere. You can look it up. But the thing about this is that they got the money, but they still haven't built the bridge. And the Bridge to Nowhere is nowhere to be found. That's as of 2015. I don't know if they built this since then, but Jesus. God. All right. Give me that first scripture, because I want to share this with y'all. The first scripture is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Now, before you read that, I want you to understand that there is a power in thinking the right thoughts. In other words, there's power in positive thinking. Now, what does that have to do with what I shared about the bridge? Your thoughts are roads that your body, your mouth, and your body travel upon from one place to the other. And it's important that your thoughts be positive, because if they're negative, those are roads or even bridges to nowhere. Let me explain that. You were building, Dr. Caroline Lees, she's an MD, she's also a medical scientist, shared this, that, and others have agreed with her all over the world, that your thoughts, if they're positive, they are already set up in your brain to be received. In other words, your body is a positive entity. God created you very well. He said it was very good. And your body, your mind, everything about you is positive. Okay. So if you got a good thought, you'll get comfort from that, peace from that, a good feeling all over, endorphins going. I mean, you get a good a thought, that's what happens, because it's already got structures ready and able to receive that, because every thought grows real estate in your brain.
Yes.
In other words, a good thought just hangs on to the dendrites that's already set up to receive good stuff.
But if you have a bad thought, hatred, bitterness, wrath, railings, fear, they're negative. They are bridges to nowhere. They are roads to nowhere. In other words, your brain has to develop something to hold your negative thoughts. Now, if you want to kind of, you know, go into detail with this, go to YouTube and put in Dr. Caroline Leaf. Leaf is spelled L-E-A-F, and she will talk about this. But here's the key. Because those thoughts, those negative thoughts, have nothing to attach themselves to, your brain has to develop something, has to build something. And that's why the chronic headaches, panic attacks, and you see, look, your body has 90,000 to 120,000 miles of nerves, and they all begin and end in your head. And so when you have a negative thought and it's trying to find somewhere to attach itself to, and it can't find, it has to build something. So that's why you've been doing real good, and all of a sudden you get this pain in your big toe. You got nerve endings in your big toe. Your brain is discombobulating your brain. You get pains in places you didn't know you had. You get yeast infections. You get vertigo. You get chronic headaches and stuff. And you wonder why. Because you are sauteing. You've heard me say this before. You're sauteing, marinating, ruminating bad stuff. And I've said this before, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. You're growing something that does not belong in your brain. Your brain, your body is designed to be glorious. It's designed to be a positive. It's designed to be righteous. It's designed to have everything working right at all times, 24/7. But when you marinate, you know what I mean, marinade. When you saute, you know what I mean, a saute. You got all this stuff that don't belong in your brain. You're building, trying to build a new way, a roadway. You're trying to build a new bridge in your brain. And you can't, why am I having this? Well, you please stop thinking stupid, stinking thinking. Okay, go to Colossians 3:2 because I got to hurry up. I kind of took time with that. Okay, you guys, I'm not hearing you. Okay,
Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth.
Bottom line, you look, hatred and bitterness and stuff like that's low stuff. Things above. Love, joy, peace, love, justice, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's some good stuff. That's above stuff. What's the next scripture?
Next scripture is Philippians 2, verse 5. Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Your job is to have the mind of Christ. Don't you try to have any other mind and then, I need to be healed. You need to stop thinking stupidly. I need to be healed. I have this chronic headache. What you worrying about? Well, you know, this, that, and the other, the dog and the cat and the bat and snake. We doing all those crazy pets. But anyway, the neighbor, the job, glory to God. Stop spending time on a road to nowhere, because it ain't going to take you nowhere but down. It ain't going to take you nowhere but backwards, because all that stuff is past. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen.
All of that's in the past. Oh, well, I could, glory to God, I could go to Philippians 3. Then you don't have to go. 3, what's that, 13 and 14? Forgetting those things which are behind. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high call. Those things which are God, that's what you do. You do it. Have the mind of Christ. Go to the next scripture. Come on now.
Galatians 5. 22 and 23.
That's the mind of Christ. I just shared that with you.
But the fruit of the Spirit
is what?
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
In other words, have that in your mind. You gotta be careful what you think about, what you're thinking about. And if what you're thinking about is stinking thinking, you better get rid of it. Go ahead to the next one. Okay, I can't hear you again. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Brethren, whatsoever things are true.
Okay, stop just. This is some of the things that you think about. Go ahead.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Think on that. That's what you think of. If you think about the things you're supposed to be thinking of, you won't have time to think about the negative stuff, the stuff that's a bridge to nowhere, a road to nowhere, because it ain't going to get you any place. You thinking about what somebody done to you ain't going to get you no place but a headache. Ain't going to get you no place but a bladder infection glory to God. You may even have diarrhea because you think you're trying to build a bridge to nowhere, a road to nowhere. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
2 Corinthians 10, 3.
I didn't hear the last part.
3 to 5.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
3 to 5.
Read.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against after the flesh.
Stop.
But
your enemy is not that person. Glory to God. I said, your enemy is not that person. You know who the enemy is? Well, they take pictures of him, and they throw pictures of him with the horns and the tail. He don't actually look like that. But see, your enemy is the devil and his dumb demons. That's the enemy. So, again, say that again.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
We got to pull down the stronghold. Those negative thoughts are strongholds that the enemy is trying to establish in your life because they're a road to nowhere. They're, glory to God. They're a bridge to nowhere. Ain't going nowhere. Glory to God. You may spend a lot of time on it. You may spend a lot of hours on it. You may saute all day. You may marinate 24 hours on this stuff, but it's not going to get you any place. It's not going to take you anywhere because it's a road to nowhere. It's a bridge to nowhere. But glory to God. Glory to God. When you start, hallelujah, glory to God, there's power in positive thinking. When you start thinking the good thoughts, Philippians 4:8, glory to God, you get healthier. Your endorphins start, you getting healed. Healing will start taking place because your body is designed to heal itself. Hallelujah. Do you know your body was designed to not even need a prayer to get you healed. It's just start healing anyhow. Oh, you don't believe me? Cut your hand and see. Look what happened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blood start coming in at that time to flush out the germs that started coming. Come on now. Hallelujah. And then if they took the test of your blood, they find that your wife's blood count suddenly increased. And you didn't even pray. But the body's trying to heal itself. Come on now. And then there's a scab over top that cut the starts development. You are, come on now. And you didn't even pray for that. Come on. Your body is designed to heal itself. Glory to God. Come on, read some more.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Hold that right there. See, you got a thing such as vain imagination. That stuff that exalts itself against the knowledge and truth of God, that's vain imagination. It ain't of God. It ain't going to last. But go ahead, read some more.
And bringing into captivity
every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Come on now. You say, well, I can't control my thoughts. Yes, you can. Jesus said you can. The word of God says you can bring some thoughts into the obedience of Christ.
Oh.
A few thoughts into the obedience of Christ.
Oh.
So you got to think about what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about negative stuff, hatred, bitterness, wrath, railings, what somebody done to you, what you done lost, your failures and all that kind of stuff, you need to get rid of that stinking thinking and think about, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Continue to read. Hallelujah.
Next one, I think I lost track way.
Oh, yeah, you were that. Obedience to Christ. That was in
Hallelujah.
10:5. You might be finished with that. I don't know.
Yes, we finished with that one.
All right, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can go to the next one. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's power in thinking positive. Hallelujah. You see, what's the next scripture?
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3-5.
Okay, we already did that.
Okay.
All right, next one after that.
Okay, Romans 12:2.
Okay, don't do what others do in this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable or will of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute now. See, you can't do what others do. You know, folks treat you bad. You want to, you know, I heard one person on the radio told me, so I ain't going to treat them good. They did me bad. You know, I for a minute I thought they was Madea. They got me. I'ma get them. I'ma got them or whatever. No, that's not what the word said. You got to do what the word said. Hallelujah. The word said, "Vengeance is mine," says the Lord.
Right.
I will pay. I think that's Romans 12. I think 19. Hallelujah. Something like that. But anyway, glory to God. I just throw that in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read another scripture.
Proverbs 23:7.
You know what that's saying. What a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he.
So is he. See, you know, with your thoughts, you build roads. Now, if you got good thoughts, the road is already built. It's already in your brain. And your good thoughts will just rest upon a place that will give you peace and will give you contentment and relaxation and harmony and all that kind of stuff because it's good stuff. But if it's a bad stuff, it has to build a road because they ain't got nothing there to hook on to. Hallelujah. I hope you heard the first part of this message. All right, give me another scripture because time's on.
3:12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bounds of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering.
That's what you deal with. Okay, give me another scripture.
Colossians 3:12.
Through 17. All right, go ahead. You can get there real quick.
Okay, Colossians 3:12. Put on therefore. Okay, 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Uh-huh.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also ye him.
Do some more. Come on, read.
Okay, that was Colossians 3:12. The next scripture, 3:17, okay?
Uh-huh.
Above all these things,
okay,
if any man have a quarrel against...
You read that. Go to the next scripture.
And above all these, put on charity,
yes,
which is the bond of perfectness.
Uh-huh.
Let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Yes.
To which also ye are called in one body.
Come on, yes.
Be thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
Hallelujah.
And admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And so whatever ye word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You're doing it unto the Lord. Now, you ain't
God.
Okay, when you up at Sartan, negative stuff and rage and stuff like that, you ain't doing that unto the Lord. Now, I think it said all things. Is that right? all things are done to the Lord. Is that right? Hallelujah. I didn't hear you, but I guess you said praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So it's important for you to understand that. Hallelujah. Go ahead and turn your thought life around. Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Your thoughts are seed. Hallelujah. Your thoughts, hallelujah, grow real estate. Hallelujah. And if it's a positive thought, it's just going to hook on to something that's already there in your brain. But if it's a negative thought, a negative, you're going to saute, marinate, and ruminate over negative stuff, it's going to really mess your body up from the top of your head to your toes. Your little toe gonna start hurting. You say, what in the world did I hit this little toe? Hallelujah. But there's power in positive thinking. If you positively be thinking positive things, I'm going to tell you what comes your way. It's like a magnet. Positive stuff will come your way. Healing will come your way. Blessings will come your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Grace and mercy will come your way. Because you're thinking positive, I got to stop. I may continue this on Wednesday. Pastor Peaches, come on now. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to send us a communication, please send it to RYMM P.O. Box, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. And we don't ever want to, I guess, to leave off the air without giving you an opportunity to give Jesus Christ your heart. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I believe that you died and you rose and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. And thank you, Lord God, for making me your child. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God. You are saved. Hallelujah. Give us a phone call, 410-444-5152. See you on Sunday.
Mighty. Yes.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Hallelujah. For your birth.
Lord.
Oh, God.
He is one.
Oh, yes, you are, Jesus.
Oh. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Power unto the Lord our God.
Everybody else says, the
Lord our God is mighty. The
Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. Our God is
omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful.
He is one.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Sunday at 3 p.m., we have a live service at 3007 Iona Terrace, side entrance. Sanctuary is located in the rear and in the basement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.